Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And friends and neighbors, we thank you for tuning in. Kevin Wall, live and local. I'm Wyatt Cox, sitting in for Kevin. He will be back on Monday as we roll through here. While we were on the air yesterday, a number of things were transpiring. And we will talk about a lot of those today. I want to get to the onus of the weirdness continues in the Democratic Party. They continue to be. We don't have that in the right spot, do we? Now that should work. Nope, it's not working. We're going to have to close this and restart the computer. Weirdness today. We were hoping to listen to the president live, but the president yesterday was in a bilateral meeting with the Amir of the state of Qatar. Let's listen to some of that.
It's an honor to be with the Amir of Qatar, a highly respected man, a real leader in a large part of the world and a very important part of the world. And we've known each other a long time. We've been friends for a long time, and we're doing a lot of work now. They're investing very heavily in our country. They're creating a lot of jobs. They're buying tremendous amounts of military equipment, including planes, and they're buying commercial planes, as you know, very large numbers of commercial planes from Boeing. And we very much appreciate it. We're going to be signing a document today, a very large transaction. You're going to be invited to the signing. It's a transaction that will be purchasing a lot of Boeing jets and a lot of money spent in our country, and that means a lot of jobs. So we just appreciate everything. We have a great operation, military operation right now in Qatar. They've built one of the great military bases, I would say, anywhere in the world, and it's just been expanded with runways and everything else. It's been really a great honor to work with my friend. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President, I'm very happy and honored to be here, and thank you very much for your hospitality. As you mentioned, we enjoy a very great relationship between Qatar and the United States of America. We're doing a lot together. As you mentioned, President, we're signing a few documents today, and our economic partnership has been more than $185 billion, and we're planning to double this number. We have a lot of investments in the U.S. We trust the economy here. We do a lot in the infrastructure, and we're planning to do more investments. Yes, we host at our date base, and we're working very closely together. You're invited to come and see Qatar and also to visit the base at any time, Mr. President. And I really enjoy the personal friendship with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I will say the base is incredible. It's what they've done there is absolutely and a great place to have it right in the middle of the Middle East. And so it's obviously it's a very important location. So thank you all very much. Yes.
Mr. President, do you have any reaction to the new subpoenas of Jared Kushner and other members of your administration?
I don't know anything about it.
Mr. President, can I ask you about Iran? How long are you going to wait before you see the Iranian enriched, before you take an action?
Well, we're going to see what happens with Iran. Iran is doing a lot of bad things right now, and they better be very careful.
Mr. President, do you have full confidence in Secretary Acosta right now and in the future?
Well, you know, I met Secretary Acosta, this first time I know, when I made the deal to bring him on into the administration. I can tell you that for 2.5 years, he's been just an excellent Secretary of Labor. He's done a fantastic job. Now, part of it is our economy is so good, our unemployment numbers are at record lows. You know, so many good things are happening. But the fact is, he's been a very good Secretary of Labor. What happened 12 or 15 years ago with respect to when he was a U.S. attorney, I think in Miami. Is it Miami?
Yes, Southern District of Florida.
You know, if you go back and look at everybody else's decisions, whether it's a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney or a judge, you go back 12 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago and look at their past decisions, I would think you'd probably find that they would wish they maybe did it a different way. I do hear that there were a lot of people involved in that decision, not just him. I can only say this from what I know, and what I do know is that he's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully. We'll be looking at that very carefully. Okay?
Okay. You still think Jeffrey Epstein is a terrific guy?
Well, I knew him like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. I mean, people in Palm Beach knew him. He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I had a falling out with him a long time ago. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan. I was not, a long time ago. I'd say maybe 15 years. I was not a fan of his, that I can tell you. I was not a fan of his. So I feel very badly, actually, for Secretary Acosta, because I've known him as being somebody that works so hard and has done such a good job. I feel very badly about that whole situation. But we're going to be looking at that and looking at it very closely. We're also going to be signing a big contract in a little while, so we're going to see you in a little while in a different room in a different part of the White House where we're going to be signing up a big deal with Boeing. Thank you very much. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
All righty. The president yesterday in a meeting with the Emir of the State of Qatar. And now we have other things working correctly. It appears there's a big effort in the state of Nevada to try to prevent the Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable, and try to keep it in place. Let's listen to this report.
The Affordable Care Act is in danger again as the Trump administration is back in federal court in New Orleans today fighting to get rid of it. A judge on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear oral arguments on the case that pits the Justice Department and 18 conservative-led states who want it thrown out versus Nevada and 15 other states plus the House of Representatives who are defending the program. Caroline Mello Roberson with the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League in Nevada says that if the ACA is overturned, many would suffer.
My thoughts are primarily with the hundreds of thousands of Nevadans who have health insurance thanks to the ACA and have access to things like no copay birth control.
About 20 million Americans gained health care when some states expanded Medicaid with money from the Affordable Care Act. The act also established important protections for people with pre-existing conditions and imposed lifetime caps on the amount patients would have to pay. It also allows young people up to age 26 to stay on their parents' insurance. Opponents say the ACA amounts to an unconstitutional mandate to buy insurance. Chip Evans with Indivisible Northern Nevada says there would be chaos if the Affordable Care Act is dismantled with nothing to replace it.
It creates more problems than it fixes. You know, every piece that you take out of the ACA, you've taken out of people's economic security.
The Supreme Court upheld the program during a prior challenge and could well see the issue again depending on the outcome of this case. For Nevada News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Now, I got to tell you, what you heard there was a whole bunch of nonsense. What sense does it make to have health insurance that you can't afford to use? What sense does it make to mandate health insurance? And, of course, the mandate's gone. You don't have to have health insurance anymore. And we'll see if we're able to get something where we can split this stuff out and actually make it workable. I doubt it. It's an insane situation, and, you know.
That's very funny.
Well, you know. In any event, Tom Steyer gets his 15 minutes of fame. We'll talk about that. And the insults, once again, by the Democratic Party against Trump supporters. We'll hear all about that. I'm Wyatt Cox, in for Kevin Wall, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nevadatalknet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Woo!
We do the theme of the Nature Boy for Nick Patras this morning, who is probably doing nothing. I'm Wyatt Cox, in for Kevin Wall. We had a story, and I'm going to mention this real quick. News out of the Eureka County Sheriff's Office is that retired Nye County Sheriff Tony DeMayo passed away last night. We wish him the best, and our thoughts and prayers go to his family while we're in Nye County. Nye County Sheriff's Office is investigating what is believed to be an earthquake-related death. Sergeant Adam Tippetts is with the Nye County Sheriff's Office.
Nye County Sheriff's deputies are investigating what is believed to be an earthquake-related death. On July 9th at approximately 1 p.m., Nye County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the area of Becky Lane and East Fort Churchill Road in Pahrump for a report of a man beneath a vehicle. Upon arriving, deputies located a 56-year-old deceased male pinned under that vehicle. The investigation revealed that the male was last seen alive at a local gas station on Wednesday, July 3rd. The vehicle that the male was pinned under had been jacked up safely, and based on the positioning of the body and the tools found at the scene, the male appeared to be working on the vehicle at the time of his death. Based on preliminary timing and circumstances at the scene, the Nye County Sheriff's investigation reveals that this death may be the result of the vehicle falling off the jacks on July 4th during the earthquake. July 4th at approximately 10:30 a.m., a 6.4 earthquake epicenter struck near Ridgecrest, California, and the effects of which were felt in Pahrump. A second earthquake was felt in Pahrump on Friday, July 5th, when a 7.1 earthquake epicenter struck near Ridgecrest, California. The identity of the male is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Further information will be released when the investigation has concluded.
And that is Adam Tippetts with the Nye County Sheriff's Office. Just as we thought the field of Democratic candidates was thinning, somebody else gets in it. Tom Steyer is in now for his 15 minutes of fame. Here's the release he did yesterday.
Tom Steyer, one of the most influential activists in Democratic Party politics.
He is the founder and president of Next Gen America.
I think what people believe is that the system has left them. I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them, but are actually working for the people who have rigged the system. Really what we're doing is trying to make democracy work by pushing power down to the people.
California voters are getting a chance to do what California lawmakers failed to do.
Prop 56 got a lot of support at the polls.
The oil company sponsored a new ballot initiative to halt California's new law.
I was born in 1957. I grew up right in the middle of the Civil Rights Revolution and the Vietnam War. The underlying injustice in America was coming under attack. My father graduated from Yale Law School at 21, started being a lawyer, then he went into the Navy because of Pearl Harbor, and then at the end of the war, they sent him over to be assistant to the chief prosecutor at Nuremberg. I think my father looked at being in the service or being at Nuremberg as like, you have your duty, you do it. My parents were very uncompromising about doing the right thing.
Steyer and his wife are worth an estimated $1.5 billion. They've pledged to give half of their fortune to charity.
We signed the Giving Pledge, which is a promise to give away half of your wealth while you're alive to good causes. We have a society that's very unequal, and it's really important for people to understand that this society is connected. If this is a banana republic with a few very, very rich people and everybody else living in misery, that's a failure. The lawyers have basically gotten the Supreme Court to say that corporations are people, and therefore they have all the rights in the Constitution given to people. Now, obviously, corporations don't have hearts or souls or futures. They don't have children. They have a short time frame, and they really care about just making money. If you give them the unlimited ability to participate in politics, it will skew everything because they only care about profits. You know, you look at climate change. That is people who are saying, we'd rather make money than save the world. That's an amazing statement, and it's happening today. And their politicians supporting that.
I mean, I think 82,000 people died last year of drug overdoses. If you think about the drug companies, the banks screwing people on their mortgages, it's thousands of people doing what they're paid to do. Almost every single major intractable problem, at the back of it, you see a big money interest for whom stopping progress, stopping justice is really important to their bottom line. Americans are deeply disappointed and hurt by the way they're treated by what they think is the power elite in Washington, D.C., and that goes across party lines and it goes across geography. We've got to take the corporate control out of our politics. All these issues go away when you take away the paid opposition from corporations who make trillions of extra dollars by controlling our political system. What do we care about? We care about proving the world and handing it on to the next generation in a way so that they can lead better lives than we've had, in a way that's safer, more prosperous, and more beautiful and creative. And if we don't do those two things, then shame on us. If you think that there's something absolutely critical, try as hard as you can and let the chips fall where they may. And that's exactly what I'm doing. My name's Tom Steyer. I'm running for president.
Okay, there you go. Tom Steyer gets his 15 minutes of fame. What are his chances? Well, friends, here you have, in a field of 40 and 50-year-old candidates, here you got somebody who's 62. Do you think in this youth-driven Democratic Party, Tom Steyer has an opportunity to pierce through the gang? I doubt it. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall. When we come back, we will hear Nancy Pelosi's insulting remarks. And when you sue somebody, it can come back to bite you. We'll talk about that when we continue. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local. Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the Other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the Other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the Other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta now scheduling a news conference for this afternoon where he may address the calls for his resignation after it was learned that when he was serving as U.S. attorney in Florida, he gave Jeffrey Epstein a cushy secret plea deal, allowing Epstein to avoid federal charges. And he only served 13 months in jail despite charges of trafficking and sexually abusing dozens of underage girls. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
"It's very disturbing to me this man is even out walking around. I know the president said yesterday that he was going to review this, and I'll leave it up to the president."
The U.S. women's soccer team being honored in New York City with a ticker tape parade after their Women's World Cup victory in France. After the confetti showering, there's now a rally going on at New York City Hall. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225, NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875. Wyatt Cox, real good. In for Kevin Wall. Yeah. KZ Tandingan doing that Sheryl Crow song from Cars. You gotta love it. Now, the whole business, Washington is in an uproar over President Trump's wanting to add a citizenship question to the census. Nancy Pelosi comes out and flat out insults the president and his supporters.
This is about keeping, you know, make America, you know, this hat, make America white again. They want to make sure that people, certain people, are counted. It's really disgraceful. And it's not what our founders had in mind.
You are an idiot!
But I think we knew that already. Anyway, they are still working on getting that question on the census. Attorney General Bob Barr.
Yes, you know, we've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the president ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking. I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
But the Democrats want to make this all about race.
Everything is racist!
No, it is!
Everything is racist according to me!
I mean, according to the...
Everything is racist!
According to the Democrats, everything is about race. I don't care if you're here illegally, if you're a Swedish swimsuit model and you're here illegally, we need to know you're here illegally. People say that's not the fact, but it is. And listen to Juan Williams over on Fox with the Five. And Juan Williams, by the way, I want to remind people that Juan Williams was bailed out by Fox when MSNBC determined he wasn't liberal enough to be on their network. I mean, as whacked out to the left as Juan Williams is, he was probably more conservative than anybody on MSNBC, which tells you all you need to know, really. Anyway, Juan Williams saying why Democrats don't want the question on the census.
I think that the Constitution says very clearly in the enumeration clause, you know, Article 1, it says very clearly that it's an actual count of all the people. It doesn't say citizens, it says count all the people.
Okay.
Because it's for representation in Congress and for federal funding. It's a really important issue.
Right.
And once you start changing and playing games with, oh, well, let's count, you know, remember this is the famous blacks three-fifths, or don't count the Indians, they're not, all this, they don't pay taxes, the Indians. So, no, this, what we have understood since for all time is count all the people, the entire population. In fact, the 14th
Amendment.
Okay, but
that should give you a count of all the people.
Yeah, all the people.
If you ask the question still.
No. Because what happens is, and I think you understand
what, illegal
this,
immigrants aren't people? Is that what you're saying?
No, Mark? What I'm saying is, what it does, the impact is, Jesse, it scares people off. They think that the government is going to use this, therefore.
It scares people.
Yes.
This is just like the argument
it's
that
scary.
People have been making about voting.
I think the census is scary.
Like if you get
if your family is here and something's okay. going to come get your grandma and throw her out, yeah, that's scary.
Okay.
So what Juan Williams is basically saying is that we shouldn't ask the question because it's offensive. It's scary. And he goes on to say, all the Constitution says is count the people. Now, while I'm one who fought the Census Bureau, who wanted to do one of these extended surveys with my household years ago, and I said, no. We answered the census. The extended survey doesn't apply. I have no desire to participate in that. And they called me 4 or 5 times wanting to do an extended census. We didn't do it. Yes, you hear the train. That is the Nevada Northern Railway, just outside our studios here. But people, you know, and here's the thing. Now that this is off, there will be the big cry of, if we can't ask this question, why should we be asking about a person's race? And Juan Williams went on to say, well, that's in the Constitution. No, it's not. You don't have to tell the census what your race is or your household income. But all this stuff is on the census forms. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Joey Saldanado is a candidate for Congress out of the 11th District of New York. Now, I'm looking this up real quick. The Knight First Amendment Institute filed suit in the Southern District of New York contending that President Trump and his communications team violated the First Amendment by blocking 7 people from his Twitter account because they criticized the president or his policies. The suit argues that Real Donald Trump account is a public forum under the First Amendment, meaning that the government can't exclude people from it simply because of their views. It also argues the White House is violating the 7 individual plaintiffs' First Amendment rights to petition their government for redress of grievances. Finally, the lawsuit argues that by altering the Real Donald Trump public forum, it is violating the rights of the people who have not been blocked, who must now participate in a forum that has been purged of many critical voices. Now, we have lawsuits against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Former New York Assemblyman Dove Hynek sued shortly after a New York appellate court upheld this earlier decision. And Saldino, writing on Twitter, that he has filed suit. This is Saldino on YouTube yesterday.
What's up, guys? Joey Saladino here. For you that don't know who I am, I'm running for Congress, New York's 11th Congressional District, Staten Island and South Brooklyn. It's just a district or two over from AOC's district, and as you can see, she blocked me on Twitter. So this just came out today. Trump can't block critics from his Twitter account, appeals court rules. So what I'm going to be doing with you guys live is I'm going to be filing my lawsuit against AOC to see if the standards apply equally with the left and the right. Is a left-wing politician able to block me? Turns out a right-wing politician is not able to block people. As you can see, Trump is not allowed to block critics from his Twitter account, appeals court rules. So let's see if the standards apply equally. I'm going to file my lawsuit right now against AOC. So the deed's done. It's all shipped out. I got all the tracking information. I don't want to expose the information. But yeah, keep tuned. Stay in tune. I'm going to be sending you guys updates on what's going on with this lawsuit. So stay tuned to the YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, notifications on. I post every single day for the most part. If you want to support my campaign, go to saladinoforcongress.com. Donate any amount. I'm just one district over from AOC, but that's not going to stop me from making her life a living nightmare. So if you want somebody to combat AOC, I'm your guy. Donate any amount to my campaign. Even $1 is fine.
Joey Saladino. That's like salad with an I-N-O on the end of it. And what's good for the goose? You know, Democrats try to do things to end run Republicans, but what they find out is that when you try to do that, that stuff backfires on you. It will. Oh my gosh. 9:44 is the time here. I'm Wyatt Cox. Pat Casale will be on at 10 o'clock, taking the last 2 hours of the Kevin Wall Show, and he will be talking about a multitude of riotous things. And you will hear those right here on the Nevada Talk Network. I'm Wyatt Cox, and you are listening to Kevin Wall live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Claver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Claver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Claver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto and albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah.
Ah, nothing like a little Paul Anka. Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local. It looks like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to have more fighting to do. She's now fighting to eliminate the Department of Homeland Security. Let's listen to this from Fox News.
A House hearing about to begin on the use of facial recognition technology to help ICE agents with their work as Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez grabs another headline calling for the end to the entire Homeland Security Department.
ICE is not under DOJ. It's under the Department of Homeland Security. And so we have now...
Would you get rid of Homeland Security too?
I think so. I feel like we are at a very... It is a very qualified and supported position, at least in terms of evidence and in terms of being able to make the argument that we never should have created DHS in the early 2000s.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs serves on the Judiciary Committee. What did you think about what you just heard from your colleague there?
Well, I just don't know how extreme you can keep going. I mean, to eliminate the whole Department of Homeland Security seems so outrageous to me. And don't forget, I mean, she doesn't want any internal enforcement for ICE. But, I mean, DHS has done, for better or worse, has done a pretty doggone good job quelling terrorist attacks in this country as it was supposed to do. And it's trying to enforce the laws. I don't know where she's coming from, actually. I really can't. Can't conceive of it.
When she was asked what a sane immigration policy looks like, Congressman, she responded, quote, "We should not be using detention for people who have harmed no one." Final thoughts on that bit of her interview as well.
Well, I thought then she basically wants to scrap law. You know, I get it. It's a quasi-libertarian point of view, but it's really an anarcho-libertarian point of view that says there's no borders and that there's no law internally in any nation state, and it's for abolition of the nation state, which I think that is her position ultimately, based on all the comments I've seen publicly. And that's just antithetical to the greatness of the United States of America and what we need to be.
Now to this reportedly contentious 16-hour DOJ grilling of the Trump dossier author, Christopher Steele. Congressman, I want to ask you about the DOJ preparing to release this watchdog report after that interview took place. Your expectations on that, sir?
Well, I've heard that there's been some additional whistleblowers that have come forward. That's going to make it for an interesting reading. And don't forget that the Inspector General Michael Horowitz is going to release that report. He's the guy that gave us the information on Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I think it's going to be interesting reading. I don't think it's going to be the end of this thing. I don't think it puts it to this thing to bed yet. But I'm interested to hear what Mr. Christopher Steele said, since we tried to do some interviews when we were in the majority and were rebuffed every chance we could get to make these interviews.
I want to read this piece by Jason Chaffetz, also one of your former colleagues in the House there, on this Fox News op-ed. Jason Chaffetz writes, "Battle looming over FBI surveillance abuse. Will IG report become classification cover-up?" Wonder what the answer to that question is. He says that this is what comes of all of this looms large over the upcoming presidential election. What do you think, Congressman?
I think Jason's right. I think that we've seen that. That's where the Democrats' biggest complaint with the Mueller report was, that it was overclassified. I've looked at documents that were classified because ostensibly for national security, and then when the classification was removed, you find out it really wasn't national security. It was really embarrassment to the agency and people involved. I do think that there's a habit of overclassification, and it's to prevent the American public from finding out the reality of things such as corruption at the highest levels of government or things that otherwise might be embarrassing due to lack of following proper procedures. So I think Jason's exactly right on this, and don't be surprised if you do see some overclassification. In fact, that was Inspector General Horowitz's complaint to me previously when we've talked about the last report that he issues, that he was prevented from seeing things that he needed to see because of classification by the FBI and DOJ.
Very interesting. The former congressman wrote, "Nonetheless, the big battle that now looms is this classification battle. What gets classified before the FISA report is released, and to what degree?" Certainly sets it all up for us, Congressman. Thank you for coming on this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Sandra. Good to be with you.
That's Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, defending the Department of Homeland Security. And, you know, going after Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who wants a nation basically without borders and without walls and without any sort of law enforcement. Now, who will protect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? That's the question. And I mean, you know.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Well, that's, you know what they say, elections have consequences.
Pow, pow, pow!
And if we don't do something about it, it's going to get to be, you know, you have to look at what happened in the state of Nevada in this last election. And I sit here and I just go,
what's the matter with you people?
I really, you know, when we look at the fact that it was just a very, very horrible election cycle, it would have helped if the Republican Party had actually run some conservatives.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
And that's, you know, those are the people who got nominated for the Republican Party. And the extreme leftists just got in there. And, you know, I don't, this is why I don't like doing political talk, because I get very upset. I get very distressed. And all I want to do is just shake my head.
But here we go. We have a leader, his name is Bill Clinton. We have another leader, his name's Newt Gingrich. If you had to pick between the two, what would you do? Who would you choose? Neuter Bill. It's not just a question, it's not a bad suggestion. Neuter Bill.
How come you're not laughing?
I mean, you ought to be. That was a blast. Anyway, coming up next year will be Pat Casale. He will be filling in for Kevin, who is watching the Whitecaps on his swimming pool because of the aftershock. That's why I'm in Ely. We don't have earthquakes here very often.
Amen to that.
I know, it's a really good thing. But we will see what happens and what transpires next. Okay, we will roll on here. Tim Berg will have USA Radio Network news coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And Pat Casale with more of Kevin Wall Live and Local. We thank you for joining us for this hour. And we will talk to you mañana. I will be in tomorrow at 8 o'clock sitting in for vacationing Ken Cleaver, and then we will do this show too. It's going to be a fun day.
This used to be a nice neighborhood.
Well, you know, what can I say? Thanks for tuning in to Kevin Wall Live and Local now.
Nip it in the bud.